Now, we're going to take a look at a major figure in the Valerie Plame affair. It's not Plame or her husband, Joseph Wilson, nor is it White House Chief of Staff Karl Rove or columnist Robert Novak, reporter Matthew Cooper, or Judith Miller, for that matter. It's the man who is behind the investigation into the leak of Valerie Plame's name, Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald. As a U.S. attorney, he has taken on terrorists, the mafia, and Chicago's City Hall. NPR's David Shaper has this profile of a man called both courageous and a runaway prosecutor.
On a day last week when all of Washington and much of the nation buzzed about Karl Rove's possible role in the CIA leak investigation, the man leading that probe stepped in front of cameras and microphones in Chicago.
Good afternoon.
But his major announcement had nothing to do with what splashed across the front pages of newspapers around the country.
Earlier today, two city officials were charged as part of a scheme involving massive fraud in the hiring process that went back more than a decade.
Those political corruption charges brought an evolving scandal at Chicago's City Hall right up to Mayor Richard Daley's doorstep. It's just one example of how Patrick Fitzgerald isn't letting his role as a special prosecutor investigating the White House take anything away from his day job leading the third largest U.S. attorney's office in the nation.
He isn't gone that much.
First assistant U.S. attorney in the Chicago office, Gary Shapiro.
I mean, in the last month, with this incredible level of public interest and news, I think the most Pat's been out of town in a week has been 2 days.
Fitzgerald's work ethic shows in a number of other stunning local investigations. In September, his office will try former Illinois Governor George Ryan on corruption charges. In April, Fitzgerald indicted 14 reputed mobsters for crimes including 18 previously unsolved murders dating back to 1970 in one of Chicago's biggest ever mob busts.
Best thing to happen to politics and government in the state of Illinois and Chicago in a long time.
Jay Stewart heads the local watchdog group, the Better Government Association, and is one of Patrick Fitzgerald's many admirers.
You know, all prosecutors are tough. He's a little bit tougher. All of them are hard workers. He works a little bit harder.
The long hours worked by this 44-year-old son of Irish immigrants are just about the first things mentioned by those who know him. Former Chicago FBI agent Thomas Kinnear says if he needed to get a hold of Fitzgerald on a Sunday, the first place he'd try was the office. That dedication paid off with some of the nation's most significant pre-September 11th terrorism convictions and an indictment of Osama bin Laden when Fitzgerald worked in the New York U.S. Attorney's Office. The September 11th Commission staff called him one of the best prosecutors of terrorism in the world. David Runke defended one of four people convicted by Fitzgerald in the bombings of the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. He calls Fitzgerald zealous, super prepared, and trustworthy.
He has a kind of a choir boy appearance about him that he matches with kind of a choir boy attitude in front of juries.
Former U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Mary Jo White, says she could think of no one better than Patrick Fitzgerald to go after terrorists.
Because I considered him to be one of the very best lawyers in the office and also someone who could keep his head in cases that had enormously complex and sensitive issues.
That's also why White says she can't think of anyone better to investigate the Plame case.
You know, he's totally independent. He will, do what the evidence suggests should be done. I have complete confidence in that.
And he's also totally non-intimidated by the political process and by people in positions of power.
Gary Shapiro is the first assistant U.S. attorney under Fitzgerald in Chicago.
So he's very comfortable in doing a case whether it involves some local gangbanger or a case involving, you know, some of the most powerful people in the United States.
Fitzgerald has been vilified on the editorial pages of the New York Times for going after journalists' anonymous sources. And the Chicago Tribune, which praises his prosecution of local political corruption, has told him to back off in the Plame case. But colleagues say Fitzgerald will leave no stone unturned and that he wouldn't jail a reporter unless it was absolutely critical to his investigation. Defense attorney David Runke put it this way.
If I was whoever it was that leaked this name, I would not have been happy when I found out it was Pat Fitzgerald who was going to lead the investigation.
Because Patrick Fitzgerald will follow the evidence wherever it leads, Runke and others say, even to the White House. And he won't hesitate to prosecute if he finds a crime has been committed. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.